wireless mic out at Eatsy's, the great Gordo. Gordo, come in. Where exactly are you?
Oh, sorry.
You are no longer at your stationary position. I've lost you now.
Hey, George, look. Look at this. Watch this. Craig, I'm standing right in front of you, almost touching your nose.
I see you.
Lovingly.
Yes, now I've got
nuzzling
your location.
Like, nuzzling like giraffes.
No reaction.
I don't need
they
GPS.
Love it. Look how people love that.
No one's even smiling.
There's one
guy clapped.
One piece of applause.
Don't defeat. Don't defeat.
Yeah, don't defeat. Come on, we're having fun here. Having fun. How are you doing, sir?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
You're out here for the ticket? Oh, I'm doing fine. You out here for the ticket?
Absolutely.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm a physician.
Really? I thought you'd be like a children's magician or something with the bow tie.
No, the bow tie is magical, man. Bow ties are cool.
Look at this. Look at it. He's a physician.
I know. I think he pulls it off. I think it looks good.
Man, I wonder if the bow tie look will come back in. Is there any chance of that?
I think it has a little bit.
How many people have you seen with a bow tie on? Outside of formal events.
I've seen quite a few.
Ken Rosenthal is the only famous person I know with a bow tie.
Who's the guy with the cancer? Who's the guy with the cancer sports reporter? Come on. Doesn't he wear a bow tie?
Are you thinking of Ken Rosenthal?
Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson?
Who's that? Ernie Johnson? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah, he wears a bow tie.
Yeah, Ernie Johnson.
Is there a Craig Sager?
He doesn't wear a bow tie, though.
Okay. But you see pro basketball players, when they have to get dressed up, NFL players, a lot of times they'll go with a bow tie.
Is it a community thing? Are you talking about there's also like white players that do it?
I think it's both, yeah. I think it's coming back.
I don't know. Does Troy wear a bow tie, Troy Aikman?
No.
Troy Duncan did.
I guess that counts as Troy Aikman.
It counts as a Troy.
Oh, sorry. All right, what kind of physician are you, sir?
Pulmonary and critical care, so ICU stuff, lungs.
So your patients never even see you with the bow tie, really, because you're in scrubs, right?
No, man. This is what I wear to work. My dad was a physician. He always wore a tie, so that's why I wear a tie, because of him.
Family tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kind of the Patch Adams of your hospital?
Not quite, but it helps. It distracts from other deficiencies.
You ever had a patient flatline on the table?
Once or twice, but...
Oh. You bring them back to life?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you brought him back to life?
That one time, yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you mean that one time? That means one time you didn't?
Well, sometimes, it doesn't matter what you do. You know, it's their time.
So do you do bypass surgeries? Like,
no, I take care of them after that. So help out the surgeons and stuff like that. Or somebody has a real bad pneumonia, they end up on a ventilator or, heart.
Way to go, George. Way to go.
Me? I'm just listening.
Oh. Sorry. Well, God bless you and your work.
Sleep apnea.
Yeah, George, sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we'll move on. Let's talk to this young lady.
Directed at me.
What's your name, ma'am?
Megan.
Megan, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a copywriter.
For?
JCPenney.
Oh, good, good. Are you guys Penny's now or JCPenney?
We are JCPenney.
What did you think of that CEO from Apple that came through and wanted to make you upscale?
I actually started right after that, so I didn't really have to deal with that, but I've heard a lot of bad things.
Oh, no. I hope you're not getting in trouble here.
I hope not, too.
Yeah. So how long have you been with him?
Going on 2 years.
And how old are you?
I'm 28.
That's pretty good. She looks young for 28, doesn't she?
Ask her what her favorite program ever on the ticket was.
What is your favorite program ever on the ticket was?
Well, my favorite program is Musers, but I kind of had a connection with Craig. He retweeted my urine talk tweet, so we kind of are good friends, I guess.
Yeah.
So thank you again for your courage.
That's your favorite specialty show here on the ticket, right?
Stop it. Are you married yet?
I am married, yes.
Is this your husband right here?
It's not my husband.
It's an imposter.
Oh, that is not my husband. He is at work, but he is my husband's a big P1 as well.
Have you made other humans come out of you yet?
No, I have not, and hopefully not anytime soon.
Oh, really? Why? How old do you want to be when you have your first human?
Well, my husband works at Southwest Airlines, so we travel a lot, so not right now.
A couple more
years. I want to travel a little bit more first.
Okay, fair enough. What about you, sir? Have you had a human come out of your body?
No, but I've seen six come out of my wife's body.
Six?
Oh, my gosh.
Six kids.
What,
wow.
Like all in one sitting, like puppies?
No, not even twins, just...
Really? One by one by one by one, keep going until you get to six?
I delivered one, actually.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if I'd say I delivered, but...
You caught it with a fishing net?
No, I was there ready to catch because the doctor wasn't in the room and the baby was ready.
Man.
She was sitting there crowning while you're trying to kiss her?
The nurse looked at me and baby's coming out and I said, don't look at me. Where's the doctor?
So did the nurse get in there and take care of it or did you catch it?
No, I just backed off, but I was there as a backup.
So did you view every single birth, or did you stay up by the mommy's head?
Viewed every one.
And you still were able to climb back in there and make another one happen?
Well, with time heals everything, Gordon. You know that.
Yeah, but there's certain psychological wounds I just think you couldn't get over. So how many girls, how many boys?
Four girls, two boys.
And did you not use protection for religious reasons, or did you just have poor sex ed?
Well, no real sex ed, and, yeah, I guess you could say religious reasons.
Catholic, Mormon?
Mormon.
Oh, good. Hey, Mormon, fastest growing religion in America.
Still is. That's right.
Oh, still is. Mormon trash talk here. All right, well, good. Glad you're here. What about you, sir? You look unemployed. What do you do?
I'm a driver.
A driver? Who you drive for?
Uber.
Uber?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do before that?
What'd you do before Uber?
Texas Instruments.
Oh.
You're supposed to drive bus, but...
Guess not.
From Texas Instruments to driving for Uber, how did that transition happen?
Good old layoffs.
Way to go,
good
George.
Good old layoffs.
Not before good Uber, old layoffs. And how much money you make Ubering?
Oh, slow week, about $1,000.
That's not bad,
That's
is
not
it?
Bad.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
No, not good. Not bad.
What kind of car are you driving?
A Honda.
Honda
Accord.
Accord, okay. All right, good. Is it like a late model, or are you talking like a 93?
No, it's 2012.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations. You look like you work in the medical field.
I do sales.
Why do you have to wear scrubs to do sales?
That's out of surgeons.
What, you have to meet them in the operating room? You can't get them during their office hours?
You do both, but sometimes it's in the operating room.
There's no way you go inside an operating room carrying your little tote bag with the samples.
Yeah, well, you're not sampling then. You're helping them out. Not helping them, but, you know, telling them how to use your stuff.
Cut that one.
Wait, they let sales guys in there? Hey, sales guy, scalpel. I mean,
no, you don't touch anything. You may stand back and, you know, give a little guidance here and there.
Give guidance to the surgeon.
I think you're right. I don't think he needs to wear scrubs.
He's not authorized to wear scrubs
to
in an operating room. He's doing this to pick up women.
No,
look at
no.
him.
No, yeah, I'm a doctor.
Watch. Next remote we have up here, you'll see this Uber guy in scrubs, too. How are we doing on time?
I got a minute.
A minute. All right, we'll go down the line here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Look at this. Stand up here. Looks like a member of the Proclaimers, doesn't he?
I'll take it.
I've seen that 500 Miles song. What do you do?
I work for the Plano Symphony Orchestra.
Whoa. Right, he's a musician.
What do you play?
What, no?
I am, but not for them. Oh. I work in the office.
Oh, okay. Not good enough to get in the orchestra?
That's right.
And what instrument do you play?
I play trombone and piano, and I was a drummer also in a former life.
Man, he's got talent.
Yeah, he does have talent. Why can't you hook on with a symphony? We got a lot of them around here.
I didn't like practicing enough.
It'll hurt you. It'll hurt you. You married?
Nope, single.
How old are you?
34.
Is there a reason why you're single?
Probably.
You want to share it with America?
I'm still figuring that out, but thanks for...
Still figuring out which way you want to go there.
Yeah. No. Oh, no, I figured out my problems, yes. Yeah, sorry.
What's the longest you dated someone?
About 10 months.
Really? And you're 34?
Yeah.
You know, I've met people like you, friends that just never have had a long, long relationship.
I'm picky, or so I've been told.
I thought I was, too, but I can't seem to get out of long-term relationships. Mine go way too long.
Yeah, well...
Thank you for your insight there. Appreciate that.
You had great chemistry there.
We did. Yeah. We had awesome chemistry, wasn't it?
Got better as it went on.
There's a little sampling of the people at Eatsies.
Okay. Way to go, Gordo.
You need any help getting something?
You know, I'm good this morning, but I think I might be their most frequent user.
Oh, really? You listen to this? Eatsie, you say user and muser.
Muser and user.
Okay, well, good. Have you met George?
Sir. It's been a long time.
Angela.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
And Craig remembers.
Yeah. Yes, and my daughter is a huge fan. She double dog dared me to stop by this morning and get them to sign her Plano West golf hat.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that.
You bet.
It's a 6A golfer.
It's $5, but we'll do it.
We'll
go to state, but they will.
Yeah,
wow, that's what I thought. I thought they were good. Okay.
Cool. Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. All right.